I like the way you smile. Sparkle in your eyes reminds me of her. Could you walk with me? Only want someone to hear my story. I won't keep you very long, and I will be going home to her. What do you think of this? I don't know what to say. Could you listen to me? Sometimes I just don't like me. You ever feel that way? It's not the same. It's probably not the same.
Good morning, you guys, and welcome to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host from 9 to 10 of the most hype lit fun show out there, Ebb and Flo, and I am joined by a very special guest in the stew today.
Hi, I'm Catherine, Ebb's roommate.
Hey, roommate Catherine. We're going to play a quick little PSA while we set up. So get
Are those early morning classes starting to feel like a marathon? Did Dodge strike again, towing your car when you least expected it? We get it, and we're here to listen. Whether it's academic stress, relationship issues, or just a bout of loneliness, Lean On Me College Park is here for you. Our supporters are fellow students trained in mental health support to help you through life's ups and downs. You can text our free and anonymous line anytime from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week at 301-494-8808. You can also follow us at leanonme_CP for updates and resources. Again, our number is 301-494-8808. We hope you'll let us be a shoulder for you to lean on.
All right, you guys. Today's drink, we have the iced pumpkin sugar cookie coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. Have you had this drink before, Catherine?
I have not had this drink.
Neither have I. So let's take a little swirl around. Taste us. Cheers. Okay, to be fair, I did put less pumps of... I put two less of the sweetened pump, one less of the regular pump, because that's... I think it's fine. I cannot imagine it with all the full pumps,
no,
though, honestly.
Like
it feels like a lot of pumps, but it's actually like a third of what the pumps were.
You know the canned Starbucks cold beer?
Oh, yes. Wow. No, it's like not bad. I think it'll grow on me the more I drink it, but I think it was just like... It's just quite sweet,
it's
considering.
It's just different from my regular order.
It's just abnormal. It just takes some getting used to. Okay, but today's theme, based off of this lovely little pumpkin drink, also, happy October, first weekend of October, officially best month of the year. Let's get hype, let's get lit. That means that the theme is Christian Girl Autumn. So basically, this genre of music is all... I mean, if you think about a Christian Girl Autumn... I think of duck boots, skinny jeans, those green, army green, like, pea coats, an infinity scarf, a pumpkin spice latte.
Classic. A little PSL.
A little PSL, yeah. So this playlist is based off of what I think they would listen to in
exactly.
The autumn. Yeah. So let's just get right into it. It's going to be an exciting show. We got Big Thief, Hers, Haley Blaze. Yeah. All right, let's start with Red Moon by Big Thief.
Curiously. Oh,
was Breathe Your Name by Sixpence None the Richer, which is like exactly Christian Girl Autumn, because Sixpence None the Richer is like a Christian band, and that was a very autumnal song.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's, I feel like I'm like 95% sure they're talking about Jesus when they're saying like Breathe Your Name.
Oh.
So it's like, oh.
I guess I wasn't really analyzing.
You mean you weren't listening to every single lyric that was played and like interpreting how Christian Girl Autumn it was?
I should have been doing that.
Right. Yeah. Lock in. It's not too late now. What's your favorite autumnal activity now that we're officially into fall?
Ooh, that's a great question. I do love to start, when fall really starts is when the leaves fall. And I love to jump in the leaves. I love to play in them.
Are you making this pile? Are you raking? Are you just like finding a pile in the street and jumping into it?
If I'm finding a pile, that's like sort of bad etiquette because someone else obviously raked that pile. So you do have to rake your own pile if you really want to get into it.
It's the work and the reward. Yeah. Work hard, play hard, you know?
Work hard, play hard.
You can get what you give. If you make a big pile, you get a big jump.
Yeah, you do have to avoid sticks, though.
Oh, smart. Every time I think of a leaf pile, I think of my old dog, Sage, who found a half of a sandwich in it.
Oh, that's where I put that.
Found it. I fear it might be a little too late. That shit gone. I mean, that's gone for sure. Yeah. Okay, next up in this playlist. So, you guys, there's Beastie Boys next, which you may be thinking, that's not very Christian Girl Autumn. How did Beastie Boys do that? Like, what do you mean? But trust, like, I swear the Christian girls are totally listening to this song.
I was just talking to them and they said, yeah.
Yeah, we actually had a Christian girl poll. We gave them pumpkin spice lattes just to help them.
Yeah, to reel them in.
To reel them in, and they helped us make this playlist based off of what they're listening to. Get excited. Yeah, we have Beastie Boys, Indigo D'Souza, Japanese Breakfast, Mazzy Star. It's going to be so fun. So exciting. And here the Beastie Boys are. If you're just not tuning in, you're listening to WMEC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Enjoy.
Thank you. dark and it's too late.
What if?
Heart.
Was Happy by Mazzy Star. Upcoming, we have a little bit of a modern set going on with Role Model Claro, Steve Lacy, and Noso. So more, you know, after 2017 and beyond music. Because Christian girls exist, you know, and way back when. And they're still out there. Exactly, exactly. If you're just not tuning in, you're listening to WMEC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host for another 24 minutes. I love the most hype lit fun show out there, ebb and flow. I hope you guys are having some extra pep in your step added from today's show. I know it's more chill vibe, but I feel like autumn's the time to, like, relax a little bit.
I don't know. I like to be outside in autumn, which I feel is
I agree.
Relaxed.
I really want to do a corn maze. It's my dream.
We should do one.
I really want to. Field of Screams is closed this year, but I want to do some, like, spooky thing.
My coworkers are from over the summer are trying to do, like a Field of Screams type thing, and I'm like, I actually will not be there.
Wait, I really want to go, because I don't know, something about being scared is just like, wow, I'm so alive. Like,
I like it in, like, a movie, but not in person.
I'm not saying all the time, but, like, in fall, best believe, if there's an opportunity for me to go to a haunted house or something scary, I'm there.
What if I just stand outside of your room and scare you sometimes?
Oh. Oh, okay. I mean, I guess that works. I went to the thrift on Friday, and they were decorated for Halloween. They had, like, spider webs up everywhere. There was these, like, there was, like, a Pennywise machine that, like, kept moving and speaking and saying things. And then at, like, the jewelry thing where you have to go in and ask people to get jewelry out, there was, like, this hunched over witch that was, like, really scary. And I saw it out of my peripheral vision, and I thought it was, like, a worker. So then I, like, turned to go and, like, ask, and I, like, jump scared. I was like, oh my gosh, like, that is not what I thought it was.
That's really funny.
It was a little spooky, but I did get some stuff for my Halloween costume, so that's really exciting.
So stay tuned for that.
The Halloween show is gonna go crazy. Who doesn't love Halloween? Best holiday. This is, like, the best time of year. I feel like as soon as it hit October, suddenly I was just like, like, everything just felt so
just
beautiful.
So,
I know, and the weather, I will say, has it been, like, really hot for, like, a few hours during the middle of the day and really cold in the morning? Yeah,
that's
gonna
be how the day.
Yeah, I know, but, like, we didn't have the transition period to, like, ease into the cold. It's just, like, starkly now, really cold.
It's kind of like cold plunge.
Yeah, but I'm excited about the cold. I'm excited for winter fashion. I'm excited to wear jackets. I love a jacket. I'm excited about all. Jackets are the holy grail. Jackets are exciting. So, I think it's gonna be a good fall season for sure. Let's get back into the music. This is Old Recliners by Role Model, who I just saw at All Things Go, and I'm now a fan of. All right, talk to you later, you guys.
Favorite song. All the boys were playing cards. Always felt like something's missing. Ever since she hung the lights, now it's one night stands and overthinking. Just spending my nights thinking about you. You. somebody stronger. And I'm sure I'll always be thinking about you. Sharing winning with the end of July in the air. Now you cry all night to the morning in the arms of someone you settled for. Couldn't let it go if I forced it. What do I do? Oh, what do I do? It's always been.
that something bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave me.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up on me. I belong with you, only you, babe.
Only you, my girl, only you, babe. Only you, darling, only you, babe. Only you, my girl, only you, babe. Only you, darling, only you.
Something bad is about to happen to me. Why I feel this way, I don't know, maybe. I think of her so much, it drives me crazy. I just don't want her to leave me.
Don't you give me up, please. Don't give up.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves now. All right, that was Allie by No So. If you're just not tuning in, you're listening to WMEC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I hope you guys have had fun on this Christian Girl Autumn Pumpkin Coffee fall morning journey experience. With us. Experience. That's the word right there. Adventure, even, if you will.
Dare I say.
Dare I say. I mean, it certainly has been an adventure. Let's talk about this drink for a second.
Has it grown on you?
Actually, like, yeah. Hold on. Let me get another sip. It has grown on me. Honestly, like, grateful to have gotten rid of, like, more than half of the sweetened flavors on it. Yeah.
Well, I saw it. Well, there was this and then, like, the pumpkin, the regular one. Right. And I was like, well, I've already had
it. Right, exactly.
Let me spice it up.
It's not really giving sugar cookie, I would say. But
it's more, I mean, it is... It's giving vanilla pumpkin, which is
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's difficult to add that kind of flavor into a drink. I feel like the pumpkin drinks all kind of taste the same, but hey, what can I say? I do love a pumpkin drink.
More vanilla.
Really? I don't really taste the vanilla that much. I taste more pumpkin.
I taste a lot of vanilla. Maybe it's because I don't usually get vanilla.
Oh, I do usually get vanilla. It's like a... So maybe it just tastes like... Now I'm like, oh, all coffee tastes like vanilla. Mm. I would give it like... I would give it like a... I'd give it like a 6.5, maybe. Like, it's not bad at all. It's like a pretty standard Dunkin' coffee, I would say. So I can't be... And I do love me some Dunkins.
I do. So, one day from me is I am going to be a Dunkin'.
No, exactly. And that's how it should be. And I conquered my fear of VOs today to get this.
I was shocked when I got a call from Ellen this morning, and she was like, I'm VOing, I can't talk. And I was like,
I know, I was stressed. I was like, I'm VOing, I can't talk, I'm VOing. Because I just needed to lock into the VO, because I was like, I'm about to fall off if I don't. It was the bike one, it wasn't the scooter, because I'm not brave enough to take a scooter. Oh, yeah.
I imagined you on a scooter.
Oh, no, I was not, because I was not on a scooter, I was on a bike. And then I discovered the button that, like, you go, like, ultra super speed. And it was like, I was just, like, regularly going along, like, pretty slow, and then I discovered the button, and it was, like, zoom, it was, like, ultra fast, it was, like, lightning speed, it was crazy, I was like, whoa! And then
it was like the wind was unlocked. Going.
Yeah, I was moving there for a second, there was no, because I ran a 5K at 8 a.m. this morning, and I had to get here on time.
Thank you,
which was faster than I expected, those cross-country, okay, wait, we actually have one more song, and we're gonna run out of time, unless we play it right now. So it's Sheryl Crow, If It Makes You Happy, because I'm happy. Are you happy? Yeah. Great. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ebb and Flow this week. I hope you guys had an amazing time. I hope you guys have an amazing week and honestly fall.
Yeah.
Just generally. Autumn. Yeah. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Here's Sheryl Crow. Listen to the chant.